This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Game of Thrones Season 7 has been delayed, wait for it, until the summer of 2017. HBO issued a press release stating, quote, "Now that winter has arrived on Game of Thrones, executive producers David Benioff and D.B. Weiss felt that the storylines of the next season would be better served by starting production a little later than usual, when the weather is changing. So we're moving the debut to summer to accommodate the shooting schedule," unquote. So Game of Thrones freaks, that's 1 year away. Can we really wait that long for medieval nudity? Just a few months after wrapping up her duties as a judge on American Idol, J.Lo is bringing a new dance competition series to the small screen. NBC, also home to Lopez's cop drama Shades of Blue, has teamed up with the star's production company for a 10-episode order of World of Dance. Whether Lopez will appear on camera for the series hasn't yet been confirmed. Following an audition round, the show will pit dance groups against each other in a series of duels, with the winners scoring a $1 million prize. Casting for the competition is now underway. Comedian Bill Cosby is completely blind and confined to his Pennsylvania home, reports say. Cosby is suffering from a degenerative eye disease and living in his own personal hell, sources close to the embattled comedian report. Cosby faces allegations of rape and sexual assault by over 50 women. So perhaps he may not want to leave his house anyway? It's been almost a year since Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck announced their split, and things got nasty in the tabloids, but no divorce papers have been signed. Well, we've been hearing that maybe the couple isn't getting divorced after all. Jen mentioned that the divorce was going through very soon, and then a few weeks ago, things changed, an insider told LA Spins, and the couple continue to live separately on the same property. We'll keep you posted. So, what exactly happened with 5-year-old couple Lady Gaga and actor Taylor Kinney? Lady Gaga has often gushed about how supportive Taylor Kinney is of her, but the pair's red-hot careers may have played a part in their breakup. Their work kept them apart a lot, according to a source. Chicago Fire keeps him in Chicago, and her work is almost always elsewhere. Kinney and Gaga were last photographed together in April. Who run the world? First Lady Michelle Obama does, and she for sure rules on carpool karaoke. Mrs. Obama told host James Corden she's barely had the chance to jam out to music in the car in 7.5 years. So Obama chose Beyoncé's All the Single Ladies because she probably hasn't even heard the new stuff. She was also joined in the back seat by Missy Elliott, and they did a rousing rendition of Get Your Freak On. Is that even appropriate? We have no idea. Get ready to unleash your inner animal, because Kesha is heading out on tour this summer. The TikTok singer released a short video on Instagram addressing her fans and revealing the news. "I'm going on tour this summer," the singer later revealed on Twitter, as she'll be touring with a band called The Creepies. The tour will continue through October the 1st. News of the tour comes after a lengthy legal battle with her former producer, Dr. Luke, which is yet to be fully resolved. Gary Marshall has passed away. He was a giant in the business, having created television classics The Odd Couple, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and Mork and Mindy. His films included Pretty Woman, which was a huge hit worldwide and made Julia Roberts a star. R.I.P. Gary Marshall. In one of the biggest asset seizures in U.S. history, federal prosecutors have filed civil lawsuits against the Wolf of Wall Street producer and financier, Red Granite Pictures. Billions of dollars were allegedly drained out of a Malaysian government fund since it launched in 2009. The money trail led to Red Granite co-founder Riza Aziz, whose stepfather is the Prime Minister of Malaysia. Authorities are expected to seize millions in assets, including properties and other belongings tied to the company. Shannon Doherty, best known for the TV series Beverly Hills 90210 back in the 1990s, has been battling cancer. Now she's sporting a closely cropped hairstyle inspired by her ongoing treatments to fight the disease. Doherty, 45, first revealed that she was battling breast cancer in September. "I'm continuing to eat right, exercise, and stay very positive about my life," said Doherty. "I'm thankful to my family, friends, and doctors for their support, and of course my fans who've stood by me." Shannon, we wish you good luck and hope you're 100% again soon. Dolly and Wanda, the Chinese property to entertainment conglomerate that recently bought Dark Knight producer Legendary Pictures, reported revenues up by 11% and its overseas revenue climbed by 79%. That reflects a string of overseas acquisitions that have included the Hoyt cinema chain in Australia and the Infront sport marketing firm from Italy. Wanda's overseas hotel portfolio has also grown as the group builds more properties. The Trash Bin. Actor Tom Sizemore was arrested on suspicion of felony domestic violence. He was being held on $50,000 bail. There are no details being revealed about the alleged victim or the severity of any injuries. The 54-year-old actor has battled serious substance abuse problems over the years, but has recently been working on the upcoming television series Shooter. Sizemore starred in films such as Saving Private Ryan and Black Hawk Down, but his career sputtered after several arrests. The news wrap-up. Nintendo's viral success Pokemon Go has sent merchandise sales rocketing at top retail game chain GameStop. Some store sales are up 100%. China Film Company, the distribution unit of state-owned China Film Group, will raise $610 million in an upcoming IPO. Amazon wants to use churches as drone perches. That's a novel way for churches to raise money. Microsoft stock took a big leap as their cloud sales more than doubled.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Suicide Squad smacks up Jason Bourne and leaps to the top of the box office.
The number one album.
DJ Khaled unseats Drake at the top of the album charts.
The number one app.
Pokemon Go continues to be the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Lillian Moriarty has the most popular book with Truly, Madly, Guilty.
Shawn Mendes is a Canadian singer-songwriter and became known around the world after he began posting covers of famous songs on the popular video-sharing app Vine. The following year, he caught the attention of artist manager Andrew Gertler and Island Records A&R rep Ziggy Cherton, which led to him signing a deal with the record label. His debut album, Handwritten, featured the big smash hit, Stitches, which reached the top 10 in the US and Canada and number 1 in the UK. If that wasn't enough, now he's a model, signing with Wilhelmina Models earlier this year. From his second studio album, Illuminate, here's Shawn Mendes with the song of the week, Treat You Better.
I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop. I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Why are we wasting time on all your wasted crime when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better, better than he can, better than he can.
That was 19-year-old Shawn Mendes with the song of the week, Treat You Better. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.